It's indeed a pleasure to welcome you once again to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Bible Study. This is our Messages of the Bible series. I am Elder Faye, your teacher of the Message of the Bible. This is lesson 19.3, which is supposed to be the last of our teens of the Bible series. Although this is a Christmas Bible study. But our last scene of the Bible was supposed to be about the study of a young woman who was not even a Jew, but played such an important role in the life of Jesus, and therefore in our lives. That person was Ruth. This was such an amazing story that I was compelled to use it as part of my Christmas Bible study. Quick look and see how all this took place. As Ruth showed a love for her mother-in-law, that is exactly the kind of unconditional love that Jesus later on taught that we should have for one another. This portion of our Bible study will come from the book of Ruth. So let's get started. In Ruth, the first chapter, the first verse, it reads, "In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land of Bethlehem in Judea. So a man, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in another country. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and they went to a place called Moab and lived there for a while. Then tragedy struck. Naomi's husband died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there for about 10 years, tragedy struck yet again. Both of Naomi's sons died, and Naomi was left without her husband or her two sons. Naomi's family's death in Moab was seen as simply a tragedy. It was seen as a terrible thing that happened to a godly woman. But we need to stop here and take note and remember that God's long-term plan for our lives are sometimes fulfilled through what we determine as tragedy. In Naomi's case, it meant survival for Naomi and a blessing for Ruth, and eventually for us. Yes, for us. Let me stop for a moment and give you a short history of Moab. The people of Moab and their adulterous worship was so corrupt that they not only worshiped their own many gods, but they also worshiped a god called Baalah, like all other nations around them. I encourage you to read the 25th chapter of Numbers and get a whole picture of just how corrupt these Moabite people were. All right, now let's continue with our lesson. When Naomi heard of the good news in Bethlehem of Judea, that the Lord had came to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi made a decision to leave Moab and return to Bethlehem. Then Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, "Each of you must return to your own mother." Orpah had no problem with this. She kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is returning to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." And Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her. She stopped urging her. seemed to be a force driving me that even Ruth didn't understand. But we're about to find out why. Let's continue. So Naomi returned from Moab to Bethlehem, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite woman, her daughter-in-law. Arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning, Ruth went to work in the barley field to support her and Naomi. She also found favor with Boaz, the owner of the field, who was a relative of Naomi. So Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive and gave her a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be the Lord, who this day has not left me without guardian or redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given birth to him." Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, "Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed." Ruth has special significance for Christians, because in the Gospel of Matthew, the first chapter, 2nd through 17th verse, four women were included among the ancestors of Jesus, and Ruth, this Moabite woman, was one of the four. Ruth's son, Obed, was the grandfather of King David. From this lineage of Christ, on this most holy of holiest days, Isaiah says it all. In Isaiah the 9th chapter, the 6th verse says, "Of this lineage of Christ, unto us a child is born, to us a son is given." Let's continue to follow this amazing story as we observe God's protection over the child. As we go through Matthew, the 2nd chapter, 2nd to the 23rd verse, I want you to listen closely. We will not only see God's protection over the child, but we will also hear Old Testament prophecies being fulfilled in the New Testament. You know, this is such an amazing book. You should make it a habit of studying it every day. With the help of the Holy Spirit, the entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, will come together and begin to make sense because it will come alive. You must remember that the entire Bible is written to us, for us, and about us. It is us who make up the last chapter. When this gospel is preached to the entire world, and those of us who hear and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, it's finished. And we begin to take our position in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Let's continue with our lesson. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ child was born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem, Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you shall come a ruler who shall shepherd my people.'" Prophecy of the Old Testament being fulfilled in the New Testament. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the child, the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, bring him back to me that I may come and worship him also. They heard the wise men, when they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced, exceedingly great joy. And then when they had come into the house, they saw the young child Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And then when they had opened their presents, their treasure, they presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. If you look close at this, you see God honor the wise men by warning them in a dream to go home another way and not to report back to King Herod. There's a parallelism between us and the wise men. After the wise men met Jesus, after they met Jesus, they were divinely warned not to go back the way they came, thus diverting them from the danger. So it is with us. When we seek and find Jesus, we are changed forever. God will show us another way that we should go and not return to the old way of life, thus with diverting us from the danger of eternal damnation. Let's continue in Matthew. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, this is God's protection, the child. Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, or prophecy being fulfilled in the New Testament. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem in all his districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined on the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, Old Testament prophecy, being fulfilled in the New Testament. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he rose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in the city in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, he shall be called a Nazarene. Another Old Testament prophecy being fulfilled in the New Testament. Isn't that interesting? So on this Holy of Holies day, are you celebrating the holiday? Or are you celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior? Let us make a decision today. Celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this day, and not the holiday. And have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed and happy New Year. As I leave you with this blessing on your life, from Numbers, the 6th chapter, the 24th to the 26th verse. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And may the Lord give you peace. Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a happy New Year.